Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
David, send for the jury.
Your Honor, before you send for the jury, I think it is my duty to make this motion. Now, outside is a large sign about 10 feet long, reading, "Read Your Bible," and a hand pointing to it. The word Bible is in large letters. It's
hardly that
perhaps a foot and a half long.
It can't be that long, Colonel.
Well, we'll call it a foot.
No, I'll compromise on a foot.
Well, we'll call it a foot, I guess more, but I might be wrong again, Judge.
14 inches.
I move that it be removed.
If the court pleases, I believe in the Bible as strong as anybody else here. But if that sign is objectionable to the attorneys for the defense, and they do not constantly want to be reminded of the fact that they should read their Bibles, I think this court ought to have it removed.
If Your Honor please, why should it be removed? It is their defense and stated before the court that they do not deny the Bible, that they expected to introduce proof, to bring it in harmony. Why should we remove the sign cautioning people to read the Word of God to satisfy others in this case?
Of course you know, sir, that I stand for the Bible, but sir, your son has suggested that we agree to take it down.
I do not agree with my son.
Now the house is divided against itself.
I don't know why it was put there, but I suggest it be removed.
No, I do not think it was put there to influence this trial.
I understand you'd ask it to be removed.
Yes.
What do you say to it being removed, General?
I do not care for it being removed, I'll be frank.
Hey, Your Honor, please. I think it is all right for the individual members of the prosecution to make up their minds as to what forces we represent. I have a right to assume I have as much a chance at heaven as they have, preaching by my own goals, my own understanding of the Bible and Christianity. And I'll be a pretty poor Christian if I ever get any biblical, Christian, or religious views from any member of the prosecution I've heard from yet during this trial.
Order. This is a lawsuit. It's not a circus. There are no monkeys up here. Let us have order.
If the court please.
Colonel Bryan, I will hear you, sir.
May it please the court, if their arguments are sound and sincere that the Bible can be so construed so as to recognize evolution, I fail to see how read your Bible would necessarily mean partiality toward our side. But if leaving the banner up there during the trial does make our brother to offend, I would be in favor of removing it during the trial.
Let me say something. Your Honor, I want to make this suggestion. Now, Mr. Bryant says that the Bible and evolution conflict. I don't know. I'm for evolution anyway. We might agree to get a sign on the other side in equal size and in the same position reading Hunter's Biology or Read Your Evolution. Now that sign is not there for no purpose, and it can have no effect except to influence this case. I read the Bible myself, more or less, and it is pretty good reading in some places. But this case has been made a case as to where it will be the Bible or evolution. And we have been informed that a Tennessee jury, who are not especially educated, are better judges on the Bible than all the scholars in the world. When they see that sign, it means to them their construction of the Bible is pretty obvious, not fair, Your Honor, and we object to it.
If the presence of the sign irritates anybody, or if anybody thinks the jury will be influenced by it in any way, then I have no purpose but to ensure that both sides in this case receive a fair and equitable hearing. Now, feeling that way about it, I will allow the sign to come down. Bailiff, let the jury be brought around.
The defense desires to call Mr. Bryant as a witness.
I don't think it's proper to call him. Calling a lawyer who represents a client?
If you ask him anything of a confidential nature, I will protect him as a matter of course.
I did not intend to do that.
Your Honor, I must insist that Mr. Darrow may also be put on the stand, and Mr. Malone and Mr. Hayes.
Call anybody you desire and ask them any question you wish.
Then we shall call all three of them.
Not at once.
Mr. Bryan, you are not objecting to going on the stand, are you, sir?
Not at all.
Do you want Mr. Bryan sworn?
No.
Oh, I can make affirmation. I can say so, help me God, I will tell the truth.
And I take it that you will tell the truth, Mr. Bryan. Now, you have given a considerable study to the Bible, haven't you, Mr. Bryan?
Yes, sir, I've tried to.
You claim that everything in the Bible should be literally interpreted.
I believe everything in the Bible should be accepted as it is given to us. Some of the Bible is given illustratively. For instance, ye are the salt of the earth. I would not insist that man were actually salt, that he had flesh of salt, but rather it is used in the sense of salt as saving God's people.
Now, when you read that Jonah swallowed the whale, that the whale swallowed Jonah, excuse me, please, how do you literally interpret that?
When I read that a big fish swallowed Jonah, it does not say a whale.
Well, now you say that a big fish swallowed Jonah and he remained there how long? 3 days, and then he spewed him up onto the land. Do you believe the big fish was made to swallow Jonah?
I am not prepared to say that. The Bible merely says it was done.
You don't know whether it was the ordinary run of fish or made for that purpose.
You guess. You evolutionists guess.
Well, when we do guess, we have a sense to guess right.
But do not do so often.
Do you believe that he made such a fish and it was big enough to swallow Jonah?
Yes, sir, and let me add that one miracle is just as easy to believe as another.
It is for me.
It is for me.
Just as hard.
It's hard for you to believe, but easy for me to believe. You see, a miracle is a thing performed beyond what man can perform. Once you get past what man can do, then you get into the realm of miracles. And the miracle of Jonah and the whale is just as easy to believe as any other miracle given us in the Bible.
Just as easy to believe that Jonah swallowed the whale.
If the Bible said so. Of course, the Bible doesn't make as extreme statements as you evolutionists.
Are you speaking of something that you have known?
You have a definition of fact that includes imagination.
Your definition excludes everything but imagination.
I object to that as argumentative.
Well, the witness must not argue with me either. You consider the story of Joshua the son a miracle?
I think it is.
And you believe that Joshua made the sun stand still?
I believe what the Bible says. I suppose you mean that the earth stood still?
Well, now, Mr. Bryan, have you ever pondered what would have happened to the earth if it had stood still?
No.
You have not?
Now, you see, Mr. Darrow, the God I believe in could have taken care of that.
Don't you know that it would have been converted into a molten mass of matter?
Well, now you can testify to that when I get you up here in the stand. I'll give you the chance.
Don't you believe
it? Oh, I'd want to hear expert testimony on it.
You have never investigated that subject.
I'm objecting to his cross-examining his own witness.
He is a hostile witness.
I'm going to let Mr. Bryan control. I want him to have all the latitude he wants. I'm going to have some latitude when I get him up here in the stand.
Well, you can have latitude and longitude.
Order.
Your Honor, this is not competent evidence.
These gentlemen did not come here to try this case. They came here to try revealed religion. I came here to defend it, and they can ask me any questions they please.
A great applause from the bleachers.
From those whom you call yokels.
I have never called them yokels.
That is the ignorance, the bigotry of Tennessee.
You mean for applauding you?
Those are the people whom you insult.
Well, you insult every man of science and learning because he does not believe in your fool religion.
I will not stand for that.
For what he is doing.
I am talking to both of you.
Your Honor, this has gone beyond the pale of the lawsuit. I ask this court to stop it.
To stop it now would not be fair to Mr. Bryan. He wants to ask the other gentleman questions along the same line.
Mr. Bryan, how long ago was the flood?
Let me see Usher's calculation about it.
Sure.
It was given here as 2,348 years
B.C. Well, 2,348 years B.C. You believe that all living things not contained in the ark were destroyed?
I think the fish may have lived.
Outside the fish.
I do.
That all living things outside the fish were destroyed.
What I say about the fish was merely a matter of humor.
I understand. But this Bible that you have offered in evidence says that 4,200 years ago, there was not a living thing on the face of the earth excepting the people of the ark, the animals in the ark, and the fishes. Don't you know that there is any number of civilizations that can be traced back to more than 5,000 years?
I know that we have people who trace things back according to the number of ciphers they have, but I am not satisfied that they are accurate.
You're not satisfied that there's a civilization that can be traced back 5,000 years?
When the scientists differ from 24 million years to 306 million years in their opinion as to how long ago life came here, I want them nearer. I want them to come nearer together before they demand of me to give up my belief in the Bible.
And you believe that every nation, every organization of man, every animal in the world outside the fish.
I want you to understand what I said about the fish was merely a matter of humor.
Well, I believe the Bible says so. Do we include the fish?
Let us look into this, you and I, together.
Probably we would do better. We will when we get through. Now, let me make this statement. You believe that every civilization on earth, every living thing except possibly the fish, were wiped out by the flood.
At that time?
At that time. And then whatever human beings, including all the tribes that had inhabited the world and all the animals, came onto the earth since the flood.
Yes.
Within 4,200 years. Do you know a scientific man on the face of this earth who would believe any such thing?
I couldn't say. But I know of scientific men who would dispute entirely the antiquity of man as testified to by other scientific men.
Don't you know that the ancient civilizations of China are 6,000 or 7,000 years old at the very least?
No, but they could not possibly run back before the creation. 6,000 years, according to the Bible.
You don't know how old they are, is that right?
I don't know how old they are, but probably you do. I think that you would give the preference to anyone who opposes the Bible, whereas I give the preference to the Bible.
I see. Can you tell me how old the Egyptian civilization is?
I object to him, to counsel, going any further with this examination and cross-examining his own witness. He is your own witness.
Well, now, General, I suppose every attorney knows perfectly well that we have a right to cross-examine a hostile witness. Is there any doubt about that?
Under the law in Tennessee, if you put a witness on and he proves hostile to you, the law provides the method by which you may cross-examine him. You must make an affidavit saying you are surprised by his statement, and you may do that.
Is there any way by which a witness may make an affidavit that the attorney is also hostile?
To you. I'm hostile to your views. And I suppose that runs with me, too. Do you know how many people were on this earth 3,000 years ago?
No, sir.
You ever tried to find out?
When you display my ignorance, could you not give me the facts so that I would not remain ignorant any longer? Can you tell me how many people there were when Christ was born?
You know, some of us might get the facts and still be ignorant.
You ought not ask me a question when you do not know the answer to it.
I can make an estimate.
What is your estimate?
Wait until you get to me. Can you tell me how many people there were in Egypt 3,500 years ago, or how many people there were in China 5,000 years ago?
No, sir.
Have you ever tried to find out?
No, sir. You are the only man I have ever heard of who has been interested in it.
You have heard of the Tower of Babel, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
And all the different languages of the world date from the Tower of Babel, is that right? Do you know how many languages are spoken on the face of the earth?
No, I couldn't tell you. I do know that the Bible has been translated into 500, and no other book has been translated into anything like that many.
Do you know all the languages there are?
No, sir. There may be a great deal many more dialects and some additional languages, but those are all the principal languages.
Have you ever studied philology at all?
No, sir. I've never made a study of it, not in the sense in which you speak of.
Well, you have used language all of your life.
Hardly all my life. I'd say ever since I was about a year old.
And good language, too. And yet, you haven't taken any pains to study the origin of language.
I've never studied it as a science.
Mr. Bryan, could you tell me how old the earth is?
No, sir, I couldn't.
Could you come anywhere near?
I wouldn't attempt it. I could perhaps come as close as some of your scientists, but I'd rather be more accurate before I make a guess.
You don't think very much of scientists, do you? Is there any scientists that you do think much of?
There is.
Who?
I would give you George M. Price, for instance.
And who is he?
He is a professor of geology out of a college in California.
Where is the college?
At Lodi.
That is a small college.
Well, now I didn't know you had to judge a man by the size of the college. I thought you judged him by the size of the man.
And how old does Mr. Price say that the earth is?
He speaks of the layers which are used to calculate age, and he points out that they're not always uniform, not always the same, but that it attempts to measure age when these layers are not in the usual order in which they are found. Makes it extremely difficult to fix an exact age.
I want to interpose another objection. What is the purpose of this examination?
The purpose is to cast ridicule on every person who believes in the Bible. And I am perfectly willing for the world to know that these gentlemen have no other purpose than criticizing every Christian who believes in the Bible.
The purpose is to prevent bigots and ignoramuses from controlling the education of the United States. You know it, and that's all.
I am simply trying to protect the Word of God from the greatest atheist or agnostic in the history of the United States. The newspapers to know that I am not afraid to get on the stand in front of him and let him do his worst. I want the world to know.
I wish I could get a picture of these flackers.
Afraid of Mr. Bryan being perfectly able to take care of himself. But, Your Honor, this examination cannot be a legal examination. It cannot be worth a thing in the world. And, Your Honor, I respectfully object to it and call on Your Honor in the name of all that is legal to stop this examination and stop it here.
I rather sympathize with the General, but Mr. Bryan is produced as a witness because he's a student of the Bible and presumably understands what the Bible means. Why, he's one of the foremost students in the United States. And we hope to show Mr. Bryan, who is a student of the Bible, what the Bible means in connection with evolution.
This is resulting in a harangue and nothing else.
I didn't do any of the haranguing. Mr. Bryan's been doing that.
You know perfectly well you've done it.
All right.
Mr. Bryan does not need any support.
Certainly he doesn't need any support, but I'm doing what I conceive my duty to be, and I don't need any advice, if you please, sir.
Of course, it is improper testimony before the jury. Now, it is important that you all understand that the only reason I'm allowing it to go into the record at all is so that they will have it at the appellate court level in order to determine what the affidavit should be.
I do not think it is legal evidence for the record in the appellate courts.
And these gentlemen would no more file the testimony of Colonel Bryan as a part of the record in this case than they would file a rattlesnake and handle it themselves.
Your Honor,
the only reason these gentlemen have asked any questions is for an opportunity to give this agnostic a chance to criticize a believer in the Word of God. And I have answered his questions so that he cannot go back and tell his atheistic friends that I would not answer his questions. That is the only reason, no more reason in the world.
Your Honor, I hope for the last time no further attempt will be made by counsel on the other side of this case, or Mr. Bryan, to say that the defense is at all concerned with Mr. Bryan's particular religious views or his lack of religious views. We are here as lawyers with the same right to our views, have the same right to mine as a Christian as Mr. Bryan does to his, and we do not intend to have this case charged by Mr. Darrell's agnosticism or by Mr. Bryan's particular brand of Christianity.
Court is adjourned until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.